This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's Tech Talk. This is Frida Liu. The cruelty to sharks and shark finning has been generating a lot more buzz in recent years, and anti-shark finning campaigns has never seen a more success until recently. Sifu, touted as the most expensive animation produced in Malaysia, is hoping that it will send the same kind of message, in particular to children. Here with me today is Jeffrey Chiang, writer, and Go An Ho, director producer of Sifu the movie. Well, you know, I said it was about shark anti-finning and all that. But tell us, in your own words, what's Sifu all about?
Sifu, at the end of the day, is about friendship between the two characters, Pup and Julius. And in a sense, the core message we're hoping that it will reach a generation, a young generation, not to consume shark fins. So making sharks lovable and friendly was the idea behind Sifu.
There was that guy in Nemo as well, the shark.
Bruce
was trying to get away from this. So is it true? Is it the most expensive animated movie made in Malaysia?
We shouldn't look at it the word the most expensive film or most expensive animated film, you know.
But why not,
We should have the other scope is like how far this film has been traveled, you know. I mean, obviously, if you want to do something with good quality, you need to spend time, you need money, you need software, hardware, everything, you know. So I guess, it might sound the most expensive in Malaysia, but if you compare worldwide, we will be the cheapest.
True. You know. So where has it traveled worldwide?
We have been traveled around 90 countries, and I would say it's about Europe, US, Korea, China, and Southeast Asia, and I mean, Russia, and everywhere.
So it hasn't aired, it's going to air in Malaysia March 8th.
Correct.
But it's already aired in some countries, South Korea, Poland, Russia, Czech Republic, and Slovakia so far.
Yes.
And why have you gone with these countries first?
I think the distributors there were faster on the ball. The film has been finished for, I think, since mid last year.
Yes.
Yeah, so distributors, obviously, they have their own schedules, their pattern of release.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so happened that they had slots available in South Korea, Poland, and Russia, which, by the way, the total box office revenue from those three countries that I just mentioned is more than KL Gangster already. So,
Okay, and what were some of the challenges in Phase 3 production?
The challenges of animation, I think, is very long drawn out. Yeah.
The main is besides the financial issue, right, the hardware and software. I would put it is the quality. How we benchmark, how we put the standard of the quality. You know, we have a limited animators in hand, and we have limited time. So the quality to set is. I mean, all the animators they would like to have the best quality, you know, something like Pixar, you know. So, but we know to achieve that is like
you don't have the budget.
You need a 200-300 of animators, but whereby we only have 35 animators.
All local or is it global?
All local.
Project? Oh, good.
And on top we have a senior and a junior, so that is the most hardest, you know. Because if you send the benchmark too high, it will be very difficult to achieve within the time frame.
So how long did it actually take from conception to actual product, finished product?
We had the idea about 10 years ago, I would say, year 2000, far before Finding Nemo, right? And so every year we're trying to like develop some new characters based on the seafood. And in the actual production, we get a green light is around 2 years and 3 months to complete the whole film.
And it takes that long to do something of this nature?
If you say, let's put Pixar and Pixar as a benchmark, it takes about 4 to 5 years to complete the film. So in Asia, we cannot afford to have that luxurious time, so we have to finish. Even our buyer, they always ask, you know, you have to complete the film by 2 years or 2.5 years.
So after the success of this, perhaps we can, you know. And this is, Jeff, from you, this is a completely different film from Dilarang Masuk, which we spoke about last year. So what made you venture into this, from ghost stories to children's stories?
I was approached by Go about 2.5 years ago across the street at Starbucks. And he showed me a conceptual image design of a particular character, which is so happened to be Julius, the white-tipped shark. It happened to be inside some sort of a robotic suit, and it could walk on land and all that kind of stuff. And I was like looking at the image and I was going like, oh my god, this would be a great story to tell if we can tell it well. And so when I went home that night and basically churned out about 7 pages. I mean, at the end of the day, I was also interviewing for a job with Silver Anne and hoping that, you know, I would get the job. And if I did get the job, then, hey, you know, this is what the story should be about. And conceptually, I think it was all based from that one image, It was a very striking image. And why venturing from horror to children's animation? I would say at the end of the day, it's again a story. A story told well, whether it's in a different genre or not, doesn't matter, as long as there is a core story, a core message. And I thought this was a fun ride, especially animation. Anything goes, so, you know. Yeah.
You're saying that you have a team of 35, and of course that's also, you know, compared, limited to budget. Do we otherwise lack animators? Do we have the talent here anyway?
We have the talent. Actually, because we are living in a multicultural society, you know, we have a lot of talents, and what we lack up is more on the financial side and the belief or the trust on the financial institute of animation. You know, because maybe in Malaysia is that we don't have much success story yet. So for the financial institute, they don't have a benchmark. You know. So back to your question, yes, we have a lot of talents.
You know. It's just, you know, we just need the resources that we're able to do.
Yes, we need the resources, we need a platform, you know, to pull everyone together to deliver something.
And what has to be taken into account when doing animated films? This will be the first for you, first for you anyway.
Yes, it's first for me. I think when it comes to animation, you're talking about a much larger budget for sure. At the end of the day, also you're talking about a much longer period of development and production. So in terms of investment, return on investment, you're talking about 3 to 4 years. So for that kind of outlook, you really have to be dedicated. You have to have that kind of long-term outlook. And for an investor, especially here in Malaysia right now, I think it's pretty much, they won't look at that kind of a 3 to 4 years landscape. You know, they will want something that will turn returns faster. That is why live action films, especially here in Malaysia right now, gets churned out very quickly. I've heard that this year alone in Malaysia, live action films are going to top about 100 productions, and that's huge.
Okay, and you were saying that the funding was came from the Ministry of Science, and so they've been supportive in that sense.
Couple of years back, they have the e-content fund, which is to support the creative industry. I mean, it's a very good move, you know. Without them, especially in the animation industry, you'd move nowhere because everything was so expensive, you know, the talent's expensive, hardware, software. So they came in the right time, and this e-content should help our industry.
Right, so even right down to the voice-over talents, are they locals?
Half, yeah.
Where's the other half from?
Well, I mentioned half, the half is Malaysian, the other half is expatriate who stay in Malaysia.
So it's, I mean, basically all locally done, okay, all locally done.
In the production side, I mean, animators, the design, all is local.
Oh, okay. I'm here with Jeffrey Chow and Go An Ho, director and writer for Seafood the Movie, and in just a moment we'll talk about the anti-shark hitting message hidden in the film, and maybe not so hidden, in Tech Talk BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk on Enterprise, Frida Liu, together with Jeffrey Chang, writer, and Go An Ho, director, producer of Seafood the Movie, which I'm pretty excited about. A couple of questions, and I guess people also ask, you know, why is there not a BM version of this movie?
At the start, obviously we want to go into international market, so we have to use English as a media. Technical point of view, if you would like to make it a BM version, the voiceover and the script a bit longer. So that will affect their production, it'll be a bit longer because of the lip syncs. Because some languages can be a bit longer than the English. So that's the reason why we go into the English version first.
Okay. And I guess if you want to appeal to the global market, you know, I guess English movies are the most, sellable.
Yeah.
That's a fact, yeah? And the movie, however, is not in 3D. I'm sure people also ask why, you know, not to go 3D. Again, money.
Yeah, you're right, you got a point, you know. If 3D is still going to be, back to the clock is like 4 or 5 years ago, you know, it's still kind of, still new in Malaysia, and we still don't have the skill how to develop 3D stereoscopic. It's not only technical, you need to understand, you know, how to maximize 3D stereoscopic. For example, the composition, the angle, and then even the cinema seat, you have to think, you know, which is the best seat and how you can maximize 3D feel.
Oh.
It's not about just wearing a glasses. So. I mean, that's what people nowadays, they do like a 2D film convert to the 3D, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, lucky enough, a couple of months ago, we did one project for KFC, which is a pure 3D stereoscopic, which I think now you might see in the cinema.
Hmm.
So that moved us to another next film, which will be 3D stereoscopic.
Okay, so Seafood 2.
Yes.
In 3D, available in 3D. Now, how is the anti-shark feeling messaging being delivered in this movie?
Again, the characters are sharks, and we are trying to reach a younger demographic. What we set out in the beginning was to make sure that this is not the typical man-eating shark kind of movie. Obviously, it's not going to be, but we wanted to make it lovable, friendly sharks. So, and speaking to the young generation, we're hoping that it will send a message not to consume shark fins, because as we know, about 70 million sharks are killed every year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully with the movie doing well across the globe, the message is trickling down and having an effect on the younger generation, that perhaps in a not so far term, that perhaps this young generation can affect the change.
And you didn't manage to work with any NGOs or to partner with any NGOs on this?
Yeah, we work together with Shark Saver,
mm-hmm.
and we work closely on how to promote as well. And again, we will not put the film just too much on education, just an entertainment way.
Mm-hmm.
Shark Saver came in to do some promotion together, you know, the kids around, mm-hmm. doing some puppet show.
Okay, and you're saying that your target audience is from 5 to 10, but obviously adults watch with the parent, with the kids as well.
Yeah, I think the entertainment value is across the board, it's across all ages, but again, with the message, perhaps it goes through, it filters through the parents, but we also want the children themselves to have that kind of knowledge that perhaps they can teach their parents not to consume shark fin in return as well. So yeah, so it's a dual.
Okay, because it's going to be that while you're having this
call. Exactly. That's what we're hoping.
At that Chinese wedding.
Yes.
Now, Go, is this the first full feature film that Silver Ann, your company, has done?
Yes.
And of course, you've got one coming up again as well, right?
Yep.
Now, Sifu will also be released in the US, retitled as Sea Level.
Yeah.
So why the retitling, and has the awareness of talent in Malaysia, you know, been recognized globally?
In the US, Sifu is being distributed by what we call a mini major studio, Lionsgate. They were responsible for all the Saw Hostel movies. They are into the, I would say, the horror and thriller genre as well. But they have their own children's network, and I have confidence that the title change is for the better for exposure in the US, because perhaps seafood in terms of the phrase itself is not that familiar with the Americans. Mm.
Yeah, like we would get it, right?
Correct.
Seafood,
it's a more Asian kind of term, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you know, when you who are some of the well known voices behind? Anybody we know?
Gavin Yap.
Uh-huh.
Gavin Yap. And I think the rest is just
voiceover
talent. Yes. Because of the budget, again, you know, we cannot afford to have. We wish to have celebrities to be on board. We just said the budget is an issue.
Okay, so you were saying in the U.S. is true Lionsgate. And this was actually shown last year in April at the Cannes movie.
The Cannes Film Festival.
Cannes Film Festival. So it takes a year, and the whole thing takes a long while before it actually comes into the public's eye.
Yeah, the gestation period for, again, animation is much, much longer. But when we screened it at Cannes Film Festival last year, it was basically for the film market, not so much for the film festival. And that's where we closed more than 90 territories in terms of the sales.
Available in Malaysia, March 8th.
Yes.
Again, where else after that?
I think the next stop will be June in China.
June. Oh.
Yeah. And German.
So it'll be still in English, all subtitles.
In China, it will be in Mandarin. Yeah. And then in German, they'll use their own language.
Okay. Yeah. And in Indonesia as well?
Yes. Indonesia. The latest news I have is they will stream together with Malaysia at the same time.
So, and any upcoming projects we should be looking out for?
We are still trying to, in the design stage, on a few characters. Of course, Seafood 2 we put in our mind as well, because quite a number of distributors, they were asking, you know, is there any seafood too? So, I mean, in our side, we're still in the mid of to pick up which one to be our next project.
The t-shirts have been made, the caps have been made, the hat,
all coming, they're all coming. It's released in 3 weeks, so all this merchandise will be available soon. All
right.
Yeah, we will have a gala night as well, which are special cater for Open Age, you know. So we're getting Open Age to have the water show, and then we have a shark saver group to come in to educate them, you know, about shark issues. And of course, in an entertainment way.
So the gala dinner, there'll be a gala dinner, and you'll be serving fish more. That's not so they call it limited. All the best with the movie. I've been speaking to Jeffrey Chiang, writer, and Goh Ang Ho, director, producer of Seafood, the movie. And of course, be sure to catch it on the 8th of March, 2012. And tomorrow's Tech Talk, Adli Wahid, head of Malaysia, CertMyCert from Cybersecurity Malaysia, will be discussing some of the security incidents reported to Cyber 999. That's happening tomorrow. We have The Door is up next. The Crystal Ship, CFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.